Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Boone's Mill Church of the Brethren this morning as we come together to worship on this last Sunday of 2020. With 5 days until the new year. We're so glad to see you here and for you that have come to participate in this special service that we're having this morning as we remember those who have passed on and are no longer with us. We are thankful that you have come out and will be joining in the service. Again, I just want to say welcome. We're glad that you're here this morning to join us in our time of worship together. I pray that you had a blessed Christmas celebration. Remember this one thing. That's what I want to focus on this morning as we began this message. Remember this one thing. You know, the ability to remember is a wonderful gift, a gift from God that God has given us, our memory. In a flash, you can be a child again. You can build a snowman. You can throw a snowball. I love to do that, especially to my wife. And you can be a child again in your memory by racing down a hill on a sled. You could, not just in your memory, you can get on a sled, and as you're going down the hill, it brings back those memories of childhood. In your memory, you can fall in love all over again as you think about those romantic times and times of affection and appreciation for another person. You can do all those things through the memories that are in your mind. And reliving those times are the blessings of our memory. Some of our memories are happy, and we can recall wonderful experiences. But some of our memories are sad, and we weep as we remember those times. But in 2 Peter 3:8, as we read, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." Do not forget this one thing, Peter is reminding us. Now, why is that so important? We humans, we often forget things. I forgot to make an announcement this morning after it was told to me just a few minutes before that. We humans often forget things. We forget many things. But Peter is saying, don't forget this. Don't forget the Lord. And don't forget that the Lord's view of time is different from ours. He is not limited by time as we are. He sees the whole scope of things. So don't forget that God is faithful and God is going to fulfill His promises. He will do what He says He will do. He keeps His promises. I speak to a lot of people from time to time about certain situations that they go through, particularly the pain and loss of loved ones. And it's hard for me sometimes to get people to understand that it is often burdensome to be with the loss of a loved one when we try to do it alone, when we try to do it on our own strength. But I try to remind those people that you have to look at the scheme of things in God's eyes, not ours. Yes, we feel the pain and loss of our loved one, but God says there will be a day I'm going to wipe away every tear, and there's going to be a day that all is going to be made well. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain. There will be no more loss because we will be reunited again with God and with those we love. God promises that, and then that promise, that is where we can find our hope and our inspiration and excitement about the day to come. Tomorrow is not going to be a bad day, even when we would experience death, but tomorrow is going to be a wonderful day because we will be with God and we will be with those that we love and that we miss and have lost. We human beings are forgetful about important things. We forget God at times. We forget what His Word says. We forget inspirational scripture and messages that we hear in worship sometimes. Forgetfulness. You ever been forgetful? You ever forget anything? We all experience it, and it seems to get worse with age. Trust me, I've learned that recently. I know that happened. Senior moments, I call them. Some things need to be forgotten, and we can't seem to forget them. We can't seem to erase them from our memory. And yet, other things need to be remembered, but they escape so easily and we can't remember. That's a terrible play. What should be forgotten, we sometimes can't. What should be remembered, we sometimes can't call. One thing we should not forget is the people around us and how hard this has been with the pandemic. For our Christmas celebration with our children, we had just Vonda and I in the household. We had our computer set up on the mantel over the fireplace, and we Zoomed our children in North Carolina and throughout Virginia and their families, and we had a time together, and it was wonderful to be able to see them on screen and to talk to them. But oh, we miss hugging them. We miss being in that close proximity with them. Oh, how different that felt. And yet, that's how people feel when they lose a loved one. They remember them, but they want to hug them again. They want to be close with them again. They want to be there. And so even though we still have people who are alive in our families, we can't get together with them. And we feel the pain of that. But we should be, never forget, that we need to be thoughtful of one another. Brothers and sisters, no matter what we do in our service here at the Boones Mill Church or in our ministry here at the Boones Mill Church, we must love one another. And why? Because God is love. And God wants us to share His love with everyone. And that's a problem we have. We only pick and choose who we share love with. We share with those that are a lot like us. We share love with those who do kind things. If they scratch our back, we'll scratch theirs. But God's love doesn't call us to do that. God calls us to love everyone, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, no matter where they've been. Why? Because God is love and wants us to share that love with others. Brothers and sisters, that would be my message here. The Sunday after Christmas, the last Sunday of 2020, is that God loves you. And that is why He sent Jesus into the world at Christmas, is to be with you, to be Emmanuel, to be God come to us. You know, this is the only religion in the world where it states that God came looking for you. All the other religions of the world says that people have to do certain things and be certain things, and they have to seek out God. It is only in Christianity that says God came looking for you when you were a sinner, when you were lost, when you were broken. He didn't wait for you to come to Him. He came to you. That's why Jesus came. Because He loves you. He wants to find you. And He wants you to be in His family. And so God sent Jesus into the world to find you. And when He did, what He found was that you didn't want him because you were in sin, you were broken, you were outside of God's love. And so Jesus said, well, I'm going to pay what God required in order for you to be forgiven. And so Jesus died on the cross to save those he came to give life because of his love for you. And whether we realize it or not, our business as a church here at the Boones Mill Church, our business as a church in the world is to remember that God wants us to love other people, not those that love us. God wants us to love those who are unlovable. God wants us to go to those who need love but don't know what love is, at least who don't know what divine and unconditional love is. So on this day of remembrance, I want us to be people here at the Boones Mill Church. I want us to be a church family, a church congregation that remembers one another in four different ways. And these are the four ways. I want you to remember the good and encourage those to rise above. I want, number two, to remember the hurting and to pray for them. And number three, I want you to remember those who have gone on before us, like we're doing today, but to be thankful that God shared them with us. And number four, I want us to remember the Lord and what He has done for us and what He promises to do for us. So let's look at those real quickly and very briefly. First of all, remember the good and encourage. We need to honor people when they do good. We need to be angels. You know, angels are messengers of God. The scripture says that sometimes you can meet somebody and not realize that they are an angel sent from God. You know what an angel is? An angel is a messenger of God. It's someone that encourages another person. It's someone that loves another person. It's someone that lifts them up in the name of God. We need to be angels and seek to bless people with our words and with our encouragement. In Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Do not lay any unwholesome talk and let it come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their need." You ever do that? You ever use your mouth to talk down about somebody? To say something ugly about somebody? To say something that discourages others? Scripture says, don't do that. If you're going to talk, if you're going to use the blessing of your mouth that God created and gave you, don't let unwholesome talk or words of criticism come from your mouth. Talk and build up. Talk about people in a way that lifts them up, commends them, that appreciates them, that praises them, that encourages them. We all need to zero in on the good in people's lives. We need to look for what is good in their lives. It's so easy to find things that we could criticize and find fault with. But if we would spend as much energy looking for the good in people and to lifting them up, how much different and better they would be. Keep your eyes and your ears open to the good in people. Then don't hesitate when you find it to say something positive to them. The idea is simply to see good in others and to commend them. And by so doing, we will encourage them to continue on in a world that tries to knock you down. Oh, we see that everywhere. It's no problem to realize that the world is trying to trample us down. We will experience that, but a lot of people don't believe that there is good in the world. Of all our loved ones remembered today, there is much good in their lives. And we need to commend the families and for the life that they have shared with us, even though they're no longer with us now, the good that has come from that. Well, here's the second thing that we need to remember. We need to remember the hurting and we need to pray. We are to see hurting people. And it's no problem to see that. They are all around us. At a minimum, we need to at least pray for them. But we need to help them when we see people who are hurting. In Matthew 9:36, it says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. When Jesus was here, he saw people hurting. And we must see the hurt in others before we can do something for them. How's your vision for other people? The prayer list that we try to at least mention briefly, and we miss a lot of people even in doing that on Sunday morning, but that prayer list is just to inform you of people who are hurting. It is to remind you to pray for them. I think anytime we pray for people, it does good. I believe prayer has power. Brothers and sisters, anytime you see someone who is hurting, who is sick, who is discouraged, we need to pray for them and we need to pray with them. And that's part of following Christ. That's part of being like Christ. That's a ministry which we all can do. Remember the hurting and pray. Here's the number third thing that I want us to remember. Remember those who have gone on before and lift praise. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 14, it says, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, which means talking about death. We don't want you to be ignorant about that. Oh, we don't want you to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring Jesus, those who have fallen asleep, they're going to bring them back to life again and bring them with Him when He comes. So those who have died in Christ, Scripture is saying they're still alive. So even though we've got candles burning on an altar and we've got roses here in the vase, to remember those who have passed, the Scripture says if they die in Christ, they're still alive. They're alive in Christ. So what a glorious hope we have in Christ. How reassuring when Christian people die with faith in Jesus. Because it's not the end. It's just a new beginning. And not all do that. Not all die in Christ. And that, however, that's a very sad thing. And that's why we as a church try to be a light in the world that we call a world of darkness. Meaning, darkness means that you don't know God. Darkness means that you don't know the truth. Darkness means that you can't see the truth. But when Jesus came into the world, He became a light. He became a light to shine in the darkness so that we could see the way. Somehow we must learn to walk by faith when it comes to the end of our days on earth. That it's not an end in itself when it comes to the matter of death. We must commit our loved ones to God in faith. And we must die in faith because that is our hope. In 2 Peter 3:8 it says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friend. With the Lord is a day in a With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. Peter is saying, don't forget the Lord, and don't forget that the Lord's view of time is different from our own. And I've mentioned that already. But he's saying that the Lord is not limited by time as we are. Don't forget that God has a bigger plan. And God is faithful. God will do what He says He will do. God will take us home to a place that He's prepared for us, and we will be with our loved ones again. So today, as we remember those who have gone on before us, we're to trust God. We're to trust Him for His promises. We're to trust Him for His salvation. No one goes to their grave perfect. We all have sinned. We have all fallen short. We all need God's mercy. We all need God's grace. We all need God's forgiveness. But nor will the faith be perfect, but hopefully, if you trust in the Savior, you don't have anything to fear. If anyone loved those who have gone on before us. If anyone loves, it is because of the love of Jesus Christ. So remember those who have died in Christ and praise the Lord for their salvation and look forward to your own day when the Lord will call you home. And so I want to conclude with this last remembrance. Number four, remember the Lord and what He has done for us. God so loved the world that He sent His Son at Christmas time to be born as a baby, to be Emmanuel, to be God with us. So God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son on the cross to die for our sins. God loves everything He has created because it was good, the Scripture says. But His most important creation is you. Before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb, before you were ever knitted together in the womb, God knew you and God loved you. God's heart is set on you. And so ours must be set on one another. Remember people always. Remember them and commend them. Remember them and pray for them. Remember them always and thank God for them. And do not forget this one thing, that God loves you. And that's why He sent Jesus at Christmas. God sent Jesus so you could have a blessed and happy new life. And if you've never received Christ to give you that life, I want you to do that today. If you've never surrendered your heart and life, do it here at this Christmas season. The gift that God gave to you in His Son because of His love. Would you pray with me? Dear God, You are here today with us in this service to show us the way. You're speaking to us right now through Your Holy Spirit to encourage us, to help us, to come to You. You know that we miss those who have gone on before us, but we need help to see time the way You do. We need to see time. It's just like a blink of an eye in your plan and scheme of things. Oh God, what we're saying is we need Jesus. Lord Jesus, we need Your forgiveness. We need Your grace. We need a life changed by that love. Here in 2021, show us the way. Jesus, let my life reveal that You have been born anew in me by Your Holy Spirit. Let me share that ministry and that love and that gift to others as I try to minister here as pastor of the Boones Mill Church. And God, help us as Your people to share that love with one another. God, do Your miracle in our lives today. We want to kneel before the manger. May we let Jesus, who is knocking on our heart's door, the one who is knocking to come in, may we open our heart and let Jesus have our life anew this day. And we pray it in His name. Amen.